I'd like to thank Alderman Danberg for helping put together this informational session, and members of the city staff, both city and school staff, who have come this evening to help inform the board a little bit more about the proposed snow clearing ordinance. As Alderman Danberg mentioned, there will be a public hearing, a joint public hearing on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. here in the chamber. And if time permits, that evening we'll probably start some working sessions on that. And I think, as Alderman Sangiolo mentioned, if you want to get questions together, we can help facilitate that through the clerk. I'll talk to David about it, or we'll submit those directly to Alderman Danberg. It would depend on who you get the information from on the timeline. if I could, I'd like to ask, we're going to start our full formal board meeting. If folks have conversations, if they could please take them in the hallway. If not, you're more than welcome to stay for our board meeting. We enjoy having you. And at this point in time, what I would like to do is call on Alderman Crossley to get our meeting underway. I'd like to call on Alderman Crossley to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Monday, November 15th. We're starting a few minutes late due to the informational session that we had on the proposed snow clearing ordinance. Before we get started tonight, I do have a few announcements I'd like to make. I'd like to ask my colleagues to please rise and join me in a moment of silence for two Newton residents. The first Newton resident that I'd like to have a moment of silence for is the mother of the Director of Environmental Affairs and former Newton Alderman Elaine Gentile. Her mother, Anina Gentile, passed away on November 3rd. She was a lifelong resident of Newton and died peacefully at Newton Wellesley Hospital at the age of 87. I'd also like to have this moment of silence for the father of our executive officer, Hugh Downing, who is Leo F. Downing Sr., who is a former Newton resident, former Newton police officer, and a World War II veteran who passed away on November 11th. I'd like to have a moment of silence for both of those individuals. Thank you. I also just wanted to relay to my colleagues a bit of bad news that I've been given by our clerk. Our former city clerk, Ed English, has suffered a serious brain aneurysm. And he was rushed to the Brigham and Women's Hospital on Friday, I believe, David. And he underwent a 9-hour brain operation. He has survived the surgery, but he is definitely not out of the woods. So we would hope that Ed would be in the thoughts and prayers of everybody in the chamber and everybody at home. He served this community very honorably for a number of years. We will have, as we get more information, we will definitely pass it along to all of you. I know many of you care very deeply about Ed and his family, and we're going to have some sympathy cards that will be going around this evening for both Elaine Gentile and for Ed. And like I said, as we get more information, we will definitely pass it on. But please keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Okay. Also, on your desks this evening, there are a few items. We have a request for an extension of time to consider for docket item 8-10. We have a revised draft board order for docket item number 249-10 and a revised land use report for November 9th, 2010. I did just also want to alert, as I'm required to do, is let everybody know that this meeting is both being audio audio and video recorded. And with all that information, I will now recognize the chairman of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hess Mahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee begins on, actually the report itself begins on page 228 of the report's docket, but the first item to be reported out this evening appears on page 230 of the report's docket. Docket item number 250-10, Historic Chestnut Street LLC, petition for a special permit site plan approval and to extend a non-conforming structure.
Alderman Hess Mahan, I believe that item is on second call.
It is. Well, thank you. All right. So moving right along to docket item number 249-10. Chestnut Hill Foundation, Inc., petition for a special permit extension of a non-conforming use and to amend the site plans approved in special permit numbers 253-73, 359-74, 471-76, 624-78, and 17-82 for an association of persons living together and religious educational use, accessory religious educational use, operated by Opus Dei, a prelature of the Catholic Church at 481 Hammond Street, Ward 7 in Chestnut Hill, in a district zoned as single residence 1. Bring to your attention on your desk this evening, there is a corrected land use committee report and draft board order for number 249-10 to correct a couple of clerical errors, purely non-substantive errors, and this is consistent with the decision of the Land Use Committee. That was approved by a vote of 4, none against, and 2 abstaining, Alderman Blazer and Fishman. In addition, I don't know when you want me to do the extension of time, whether you'd like me to do it now or after announcing the public hearings.
You can do it now. That's
okay.
Fine. Alderman
Hussman. You have on your desk before you for docket item number 8-10 parens 5, which is an application for special permit and site plan approval at 1165 Chestnut Street. This involves the addition of telecommunications equipment to the American Tower in Newton Upper Falls. This has actually been on for quite a while, since February, because we, in cooperation with the petitioner here and also with American Tower, which is seeking an amended special permit related to correcting the current special permit for existing equipment on the tower and for the removal of equipment that was or is on the tower. The petitioner here has agreed to, and I would ask for a suspension of the rules to accept an extension of the deadline from November 30, 2010 to December 31st, 2010 to allow us to take it up this week, which is on the 16th.
So, we have a motion to suspend the rules for you to pull your committee, correct?
Yeah,
the motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead.
All right. In addition, I'd like to be recognized to assign a public hearing.
But you'd like to extend the ask for a suspension of the rules to poll your committee to allow the extension of time, correct?
You're right. That's more than just a formality, isn't it?
Yes. So why don't you...
I'd like to poll my committee on the extension of time for petition number 8-10, parens 5, all in favor. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in favor, none opposed, and 1 absent.
Great. Thank you very much.
Apologize, Mr. President, for missing.
No problem. That's why I'm here.
At this point, I'd like to be recognized to assign a public hearing.
Please do.
Thank you, Mr. President. On page 239 of the docket this evening, public hearings to be assigned for December 14, 2010, docket item number 314-10, Aaron Carpe and Martin Wollen, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to demolish an existing one-story attached garage and construct a new garage with a second-story bedroom bath addition at 17 Ferncroft Road, Ward 5, Wabin, on land in a district zone single residence 2, continuing on page 240, docket item number 117-01, parens 3. Diana Rodriguez and George Kowalewski petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure and amend the site plan approved in special permit number 117-01 by increasing the existing non-conforming floor area ratio from 0.337 to 0.371 to construct a conservatory on the west side of 90 Highland Ave, Ward 2, Newtonville, in a district zone single residence 2. And finally, docket item number 315-10, Liza DeAndrea and Glenn Weinstein petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to relocate an existing driveway that exists onto Lincoln Street to the north side of the property so that the driveway will exit off of Dickerman Road to allow parking for car, says here, W cars side by side, and to construct a set of stairs in the front setback at 227 Lincoln Street, Ward 5, Newton Highlands, on land in a district zoned single residence 2. That is the report of the committee, and I'd move approval.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I'm going to recognize the Vice Chair of the Zoning and Planning Committee, Alderman Lappin. Our chair is unable to attend this evening. I forgot to alert you. The report begins on the bottom of page 230. It should be a relatively easy report to report out.
Okay. Let's see. Hearing.
Should be real quick.
Okay. 142.09 for N5. Zoning and Planning Committee proposing that subsection 3015U of Chapter 30 relative to floor area ratio as established by Ordinance Z51 dated August 10, 2009 be amended by extending the provisions of paragraph numbers 1, 2, and 3, December 31, 2010 to February 28, 2011. That was approved 6-0. All other items were held.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. Next, we have the Programs and Services Committee chaired by Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 231. The first and only item to report out is item number 298-10. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $50,000 from the FY11 budget reserve to the Parks and Rec Forestry Vehicle Rentals account to supplement the accounts related to the tree emergencies. That was approved by a vote of 7-0, and all other items were held.
Thank you very much. Next, I'll recognize the Chair of Public Safety and Transportation, Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. To save my lungs and the time here, I think we'll just ask the permission to give the docket number with the vote.
That's fine.
That'll work.
Chairman.
Thank you. The report begins on 230, bottom of 231. 302-10 was approved 7-0. 294-10, excuse me, that was held. 292-10 was approved 7-0. 291-10 was approved 7-0. 290-10 was approved 7-0. 289-10 was approved 7-0. 288-10 was approved 7-0. 287-10 was approved 7-0. 286-10 was approved 7-0. 285-10 parens 2 was approved 7-0. 285-10 was approved 7-0. 284-10 was approved 7-0. 282-10 was approved 7-0, 281-10 was approved 7-0, and 280-10 was approved 7-0. And that concludes the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, we have the Public Facilities Report given by Chair Alderman Schnipper.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 233, 303-10, National Grid, petitioning for grant of location to install and maintain 90 feet of 6-inch gas main in Rosalie Road from the existing 6-inch gas main at 135 Rosalie Road westerly to 124. That was approved as amended. It's 160 feet, actually, 6-0. The report continues on page 234. 308-10 is on with the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $64,500 from budget reserve to fund environmental cleanup projects. That was approved 205. We have since had backup material that people were requesting. The next item to be reported out is 309-10 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to reduce the following FY11 water sewer fund revenue budgets and corresponding expenditure budgets as projected revenues for the complete fiscal year are expected to be less than forecasted. The total is for water fund revenue, total reduction of $1,101,000, and for the total sewer reduction, $920,000. That was approved 6-0. Continuing on to page 235, 76-07, His Honor the Mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $300,000 from free cash for the purpose of conducting a study of municipal buildings throughout the city. That was voted no action necessary, 6-0. 11-08, His Honor the Mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $1,200,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding the installation of 4 modular classrooms. And that was voted no action necessary, 6-0, and that does conclude the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was looking at 8908, but Programs and Services has to meet on that one. Thank you. Next, we have the Finance Committee report. It's going to be given by Vice Chair Alderman Friedman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee report begins on page 236. Item 296-10, Newton Retirement Board, requesting the Board of Aldermen acceptance of Chapter 131, Sections 27 and 28 of the Acts of 2010 related to local option for supplemental pension allowances to surviving spouses of disabled employees, was approved by a vote of 4-0 with 2 abstaining. Item 274-10, Community Preservation Committee recommending the sum of $46,640 be appropriated from the fiscal 2011 Historic Resources Reserve of the Community Preservation Fund and expended under the direction and control of the City Clerk to survey all archival and collections held by the City of Newton and set broad priorities for their preservation as detailed in the CPC's funding recommendation to the Board of Aldermen. This was approved by a vote of 5-0. Item 299-10, Community Preservation Committee requesting that budget FY11 revenue from the state matching funds to the Community Preservation Fund be revised downward from $681,605 to $618,181 to reflect the final amount confirmed by the Massachusetts Department of Revenue. This was approved as amended at an amount of $616,589. Item number 304-10 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $2,469.35 from the Newton Wellesley Hospital Traffic Mitigation Fund to reimburse Public Works for funds expended at the intersection of Washington Street and Commonwealth Avenue prior to June 9, 2010, in accordance with Condition 22 in the special permit. That was approved 5-0. Continuing on page 237, item 305-10 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to accept and expend a grant of $251,500 from the Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services at the U.S. Department of Justice to purchase specialized security equipment for the public schools. That was approved 5-0. Item 306-10 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to accept and expend a reimbursable grant of $78,531.90 from the Massachusetts Executive Office of Public Safety and Security for specialized equipment for security at critical infrastructure sites. That was approved 6-0. Item 308-10 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate expend $64,500 from budget reserve for environmental cleanup projects as detailed in the docket report, and this was approved 5-0. Item 309-10, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to reduce the following FY11 water and sewer fund revenue budgets and corresponding expenditure budgets, as projected revenues for the complete fiscal year are expected to be less than the forecasted revenue projections. I will not go through the line items. They're in the report, but this total was approved by a vote of 5-0. And the last item is on page 238. Item number 298-10 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $50,000 from the FY11 budget reserve to the Parks and Rec's Forestry Vehicle Rentals account for the purpose of supplementing the account related to tree emergencies. This also was approved by a vote of 5-0. And that concludes the report.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Next, I'd like to recognize the Chair of the Real Property Reuse Committee, Alderman Danberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Thank you. Next, the Post Audit and Oversight Committee, chaired by Alderman Swiston.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you. And lastly, on the Committee for Community Preservation, I'd like to recognize Alderman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two items that were voted by the committee in October, and I can report them out now. 274-10, Community Preservation Committee recommending the sum of $46,640 to be appropriated from the fiscal 2011 Historic Resources Reserve of the Community Preservation Fund and expended under the direction and control of the city clerk to survey all archival collections held by the City of Newton and set broad priorities for their preservation as detailed in the Community Preservation Committee's funding recommendation to the Board of Aldermen. It was voted 5-0. And 299-10, Community Preservation Committee requesting the budgeted FY11 revenue from state matching funds to the Community Preservation Fund be revised from $681,605 to $618,181 to reflect the final amount confirmed by the Mass Department of Revenue to the Comptrollers on October 8, 2010. That was approved 5-0.
Thank you, Alderman Albright. Both of those items that Alderman Albright is referring to can be found on page 236 in the Finance Committee report. Alderman Baker.
Just to clarify, Mr. President, that in the packet there was a copy of the Rules Committee report, but it referenced a draft of the proposed Financial Audit Advisory Committee. The actual draft is attached to the Programs and Services Agenda. So those of you who are interested in that item and looking for the language, it's attached there and not just attached to the report.
Thank you very much. We also, before I ask the clerk to call the roll on first call, there's a letter being circulated by Alderman Linsky in regard to our support for moving along a bill that's currently been stalled in the legislature with regard to reducing the fundamental overall speed limit from 30 miles an hour to 25 miles per hour. See Alderman Linsky if you would like to sign on to that or haven't signed on to it already. Is there any more business before the board on first call tonight? If not, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call of reports.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye, with the exception of 296-10, in which I'm excused.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Friedman.
Aye, with the exception of item number 249-10, for which I am excused.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson. Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Aye.
Whiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 22 yeas with 2 absent on all items except item 296-10, where the vote is 21 yeas, 2 absent, and 1 excused, and item 249-10, where the vote is 21 yeas, 2 absent, and 1 excused.
All items on first call carry. We have two items on second call, and I understand that they could probably go relatively quick, so I'd like to ask for a suspension of the rules to forego recess. There's a motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. So at this time, what I'd like to do is recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee.
Thank you again, Mr. President. The first item up tonight is docket item number 105-09, parens 2, Yan Ping Sun, seeking petition for special permit site plan approval for an accessory apartment at 87 Woodward Street, Ward 5 in Newton Highlands. If you will recall on this item, the original draft board order that the Land Use Committee had reported out was amended. That was back on October 18, 2010. It was then postponed to a date certain of November 1st, 2010 in order to allow the planning department an opportunity to contact the petitioner to see if she had any objection. When they were unable to reach her by that date, it was again postponed to a date certain tonight, November 15, 2010. I regret to report that the contact information that the planning department has apparently is old and they were not able to reach her. They did, just by coincidence, however, were able to obtain a new phone number for her today and are attempting to contact her in order to at least give her an opportunity. Now, the date that this has to be decided by is, the 90-day date is December 13th. So I would move at this time, and again, this is as a courtesy more than anything else because it's already been amended and approved by the committee, just an opportunity to make sure that we give this individual a chance to respond if she so desires. I would move to hold this item or continue, excuse me, continue it to a date certain of December 6th.
There's been a motion made to postpone the item to a date certain of December 6th. It's been seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'll try this on a voice vote. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The item. You have 2-3 opposed. And the item is postponed to December the 6th. That's Merrill, Sangiolo, and Schnipper.
Thank you. The next item up on tonight is on docket, on page number 230 of the docket's report. It is item number 250-10, Historic Chestnut Street LLC petition for a special permit site plan approval and to extend a non-conforming structure to renovate an existing building and construct an addition to create 3 residential units into Wave 1 parking space at 1022 Chestnut Street. Street Ward 5, Newton Upper Falls, on land districted zone business 2. That was approved by a vote of 6-0 in committee with one absent and with two absent. The reason that is on second call this evening, I had placed it on second call. One of the petitioner's responsibilities here was to provide a revised engineering plan. I was informed late on Friday that the engineer, Joe Porter of VTP Associates, was not able to get the revised plan ready in time for this evening. After speaking with the petitioner's counsel and confirming that it was all right with his client if this were postponed to a date certain of December 6th. So this time I would move that this be postponed until a date certain of December 6th. Just to make clear, this is purely an administrative matter. It's not going to change anything substantively, but it was a matter that was a condition of the special permit to make sure that they had got this revised engineering plan in prior to the board voting on it.
Okay, there's a motion being made to postpone this to a date certain of December 2nd.
December 6th.
Excuse me, December 6th. Is there a second? Seconded.
Is there an expiration date, Mr. President?
Yes. Is there a, what is
The 90-day
board action date?
Board action date is, 90 days from, I don't have that written for me. Hang on for a second.
can find out. The public hearing was held.
It was October 12th.
October 12th.
We have time to postpone.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time. Okay, so the motion's been made and seconded to postpone to a date certain of December 6th. Seeing no other discussion, I'll ask for a voice vote on this. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The item has been postponed. Is there any other business before the board this evening? As I mentioned, we do have the letter being circulated. Alderman Baker?
On the letter, because I think this item is also subject to the docketed discussion in public safety, as I understand it. Is that correct? From Wednesday night? The same issue?
It has been docketed. I think it's on the schedule for Wednesday evening.
Okay.
But I think what we were also trying to do in order to expedite the letter to get to Beacon Hill is we may NAN the actual docket item and send the letter along.
That's fine. The only concern I have is just clarifying what happens to any existing posted speed limits that are lower than that, because there are some in the city, and that is one of those questions that I thought might be resolved at the committee.
I'll just answer for myself, Alderman Linsky, is that this is the anywhere that a speed limit isn't posted in the city is actually 30 miles per hour. If it's otherwise posted, that is the speed limit. What this would essentially do is any speed limit that's not posted would now become 25 miles per hour rather than 30 miles per hour.
Thank you.
We can talk about it offline, Alderman St. Joel. Alderman St. Joel, I think, has a question, but I can talk to you offline about it. Seeing no other business before the board tonight, I'll recognize Alderman Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move to adjourn.
All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Meeting adjourned 8:22.